Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to Pennsylvania, the tight race between David McCormick, the hedge fund guy, and Mehmet Oz, known as Dr. Oz. He was endorsed by Trump. Right now, here's the status of the recount. I should say it's not a recount, it's a count. There's 982 votes separating them. Oz is ahead. He has 418,741 votes. And McCormick has 417,759. So Oz 418,741. McCormick 417,759, 982 votes. Now, there's still votes being counted, and they're in two tranches. Some are the mail-in votes, some are from veterans overseas. And there's a whole tranche of votes that did not have the address on the ballot, but were received in time. In other words, they were actually received in the post office, at the post office box of the state by election day. The Third Circuit Court of Appeals, the Federal Court of Appeals, back the other day, but it's a case that goes back to November, and they elect judges out there, and there was a case where the issue was whether or not ballots that did not have a date on them, but were nevertheless received by the election, should be counted. Because obviously, if they were received by the election, they had to have been dated before the election. And that's all anybody cared about. The Third Circuit said, yeah, there's a rule of construction of balloting that you do it as liberally as possible to enable people to vote if you possibly can. If that decision is applied here, and David McCormick has filed suit to make it apply here, then a lot more absentee ballots that were in this tranche that were set aside will be counted. And David McCormick is badly beating Mehmet Oz in absentee ballots. Mehmet Oz is beating David McCormick in same-day voters. And that's true of most Trump-endorsed candidates. So, on absentee ballots, McCormick has about 45,000 of them to 32,000 from Mehmet Oz. The problem for McCormick, and then I'll explain why I even care about this, because we're not voting, I'm not voting for any Republican, I'm not voting in Pennsylvania anyway. But the problem for McCormick is there may not be enough absentee ballots out there uncounted to make a difference to have him win, because making up 982 votes, remember, there are more than two candidates on the ballot. So there are going to be some people who are going to get votes who are not David McCormick or Mehmet Oz. And then what's left, even if David McCormick beats Mehmet Oz among the remaining mail-in ballots, to beat him by 982 votes is a tall order, depending on how many are still out there. So this is not resolved. Both of them have nothing to do with Pennsylvania. Mehmet Oz lived in New Jersey, just moved into Pennsylvania, and David McCormick lived up in Connecticut, and he moved into New Jersey. Oz was born in the United States. His father was Turkish, and Oz has Turkish citizenship. Mehmet Oz served in the Turkish army. He did not serve in our military, and he also votes in Turkey. He voted in a Turkish election this last year and didn't vote in any U.S. election. I'm very, very concerned if Mehmet Oz ever got in the Senate, just as somebody like Rand Paul is representing the interests of Russia and Putin, that Mehmet Oz will represent the interests of Erdogan and Turkey. And it's not just a question that, you know, we all come from different ethnic backgrounds, but the reason for this is there is a dissident, a Turkish dissident living in Pennsylvania named Gulen. And Erdogan of Turkey is out to get him, has tried to get him extradited, wants to torture him and kill him because he opposed Erdogan politically. Sadly, Mike Flynn, remember Mike Flynn, the national security advisor to Trump, was hired by Turkey, paid $500,000, among other things, to try to get Trump to deport Gulen. And Trump didn't do it, didn't get around to it. He did a lot of the bad things. Biden will never do it. But if you have a senator in that state who is in bed with the Turks, that's a different story. The other thing is Erdogan, yes, he's in NATO. He's not in the EU. He's genociding the Kurds. He's publicized American troop positions, which in Syria, which has endangered us. He's done that. He's also played footsie with ISIS because they're Sunni Muslim, just like the Turks. The point is, we do not want Mehmet Oz in the Senate. The larger question, and the reason I'm even raising this, is we have a great candidate, the Democrats out there, named John Fetterman. He's a lieutenant governor, and he's a really amazing guy. He's huge. He's like 6'8" or 9", wears a hoodie, has tattoos. The tattoos, I think, are tattoos of the numbers of people that were unemployed during a recession in the city. He was a mayor. He's a mayor of a little city outside of Pittsburgh. And he's very plain spoken, very humble, and not trying to be fancy. And really, Abraham Lincoln was looked on that way too. Remember, when Abraham Lincoln was 6'4". Now, if you're 6'4" in 1860, that's like being 6'8" now. I mean, nobody was 6'4" back then, the diet and the life expectancy and all that. So this guy Fetterman looks like he could transcend the electorate. In fact, some Trump voters in polls and focus groups have said that they would vote for him. Now, he says he's a progressive, and I think he's very successfully corralled that part of the party, the working families. But when you look at what he has to say, you know, Medicare for all and all that, it's great. But he's not a nut, and on foreign policy, he is definitely not like the squad at all. He's a good man. So I'm very high in Fetterman. We got to get him elected. Now, can he beat David McCormick? Well, I think he can. I mean, David McCormick is just a hedge fund guy that came here from Connecticut. Can he beat Mehmet Oz? Yes, I think he can. Mehmet Oz is a TV personality. So there's a lot of people who've seen him on TV, and there's a lot of lazy people go into the polls and they go, oh, I recognize the name. So is there one who's easier to beat than the other? I don't know. If Oz gets the nomination, there are a lot of regular Republicans who are going to say, you know, we don't want Trump ramming this freak down our throat, and could vote for Fetterman. On the other hand, if McCormick gets it, there could be Trump voters who say, we don't want a hedge fund guy from Connecticut to represent us. So it's probably a horse apiece, probably a horse apiece. But I'm speculating. I simply don't know. But what I'm doing is, for you, so that you get full information, you now know what's happening out there, because that is a seat that's a potential pickup for us. Right now, Pat Toomey has it. He's a Republican. Everybody says he's a moderate. I'm very disappointed in him because he did not vote to convict Trump in the Ukraine impeachment. And even though he wasn't running again, he was chicken and he didn't do a lot of right things. I'm not high on that guy at all. And but if Fetterman wins, then we've picked up a net gain, and that would give us 51 seats, and we don't need Manchin or Sinema. One of them could be an apostate. We get stuff done. Obviously, we have to win a lot of other tough races around the country. But there you have it. You know, the degradation that people will go to get the Trump endorsement. McCormick sucked up to Trump, and Trump just figured, well, Oz is a TV personality. I was a TV personality on The Apprentice. I'll go with Oz. That's about as much thought as he put into it. Oz is bad news. McCormick's bad news. We need Fetterman. But they're not alone in sucking up to Trump. Do you know that 7 candidates trying to get Trump's endorsement spent over $400,000 at Mar-a-Lago? You can get Trump's endorsement for money. And the sneakiest way to do it is to rent Mar-a-Lago, rent a lot of rooms, whether you use them or not, rent ballrooms and catering for fundraisers, even though you lose your shirt, to get money into Trump. Herschel Walker, the Republican nominee for Senate in Georgia, and he won his primary pretty handily because he had name recognition. No one had heard of the other guy. And he's going to go up against Raphael Warnock in November. And Herschel Walker is the guy that admits to holding a gun to his wife's head and saying he was going to kill her. And then saying, oh, I'm mentally ill. He is mentally ill. Now, sadly, you know, you could say some of it's not his fault. He played a lot of football. And if you look at him, he has that dull look. You know, these guys got hit in the head a lot. And it's very sad, don't get me wrong. But I'm not voting for a senator because I'm sad, okay? I mean, Herschel Walker is bad news. He knows nothing, and he will simply be given his marching orders by Moscow Mitch every day. In any event, he spent almost $200,000 at Mar-a-Lago to get the endorsement. $200,000 that he got from his donors. There's $135,000 in December and $65,000 last month. David Perdue, the clown in Georgia, running for governor against Kemp, who just lost. He spent $2,000 in Mar-a-Lago and then asked his donors to give another $24,000 for pictures. So $2,000 he gave to Trump. And then he set up a deal where you could get your picture for $24,000. And people lined up, and that went into Trump's pocket. So Perdue is a fundraiser for Trump. Jody Heiss, the congressman who lost to Brad Raffensperger for Secretary of State, spent $38,000. Ken Paxton, the indicted clown from Texas, Attorney General, who unfortunately beat George P. Bush, Jeb Bush's son, spent $45,000. Marjorie Taylor Greene spent money there. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, running as a Republican for governor of Arkansas, spent money there. Trump's on the take. He was on the take from the Ruskies for decades. They were funding him, but he's on the take for his endorsements. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
That went important yesterday, and I still come.